Welcome to Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding in Peot Daf Lamed Daled in the Ois Order edition, beginning of the fourth parak of the Masechta. The Mishnah says, "A peyo nitenes b'mechuber lekarko." The right way to give peyo, it's when it's connected to the ground. As we learned earlier, that's the drasha that wants to tell us the pasuk we learned from, that the right way to do peyo is when it's still connected. And part of that is, if you give to the anim when it's still connected, so then there's no specific distribution. Each oni comes and takes whatever he can. Each one grabs whatever he can. Bedolis uvedekel, but when you have high trees, those refers to a vine and dekel refers to a palm tree. Balabais moirid umechalik lanim. They're the balabais should cut off the fruits and he will distribute it to anim in an even way. They will not go up and take it. As we'll see in the Gemara, it's a problem of sakana, that we don't want the anim to go on top of the tree and fall. The Mishnah goes on and says, also, in trees, not trees, also the same din, that we don't want the anim to climb up the tree. So when it is safe to take the payoff from the ground, so even if you have 99 anim saying, let's just distribute it among us, and you, the Baal HaBayis, will harvest the field and distribute to the anim. And one says, no, let's keep it connected, and the first one to grab is the first one to win the payoff. You listen to the one who said lavuz, which means to go and grab it from the ground, because that's the halacha, that's the main halacha of payoff. But we talk about the trees. Okay, that's the opposite. Even if 99 anim say, let us just climb the tree and see who grabs first. And one says, no, the Baal HaBayis should be the one cutting off the fruits of the tree and distributing it to the anim. The din is, you listen to the one, he said, like halacha, that by trees, we want the Baal HaBayis to be the one distributing it. So, the Gemara. It says in the pasuk, do not finish, do not complete the harvest of your field when you harvest it. So the mashmash of the pasuk is, do not complete the field. Keep keep grain connected to the ground for the anim to take it. So from here you learn you must take it from something which is connected to the ground. That's the ikar peyo. Should we say the same thing by tall trees? Tomud loimar kotzir. Kotzir refers to harvest, refers to grain harvest. So why the same way by kotzer, when you say the word kotzer refers to, meaning it's equal if a person is small or big, there's no advantage to one over the other in general. But we're coming to exclude tall trees, where there only tall people have the ability to get to it, and not the small ones, and that's why we say that there the Baal HaBayis should be the one harvesting and giving it to them. Is the bay mishmeinu min ados? Someone will learn it from the following pasuk. It says, "Tazoiv leave it, hadach lifneim leave to them what tuvua bekasha the grain in its straw, tilton beamir another type of grain when it's still connected." And now we have them down with base tumoyim memichpados dates where they are in the what holds them in a tree close to the ground. Yechol bedolus v'dekel ke could it be in the vines in the palm tree in the tall palm trees? Okay, we'll say the same thing that you will leave for the anim on the tree. Tomud loimar oisom. So the special remit to say, tazoiv oisom them, to exclude something. To say only them keep it connected to the ground, others you don't. So the one mara iso l'rabbe says, eilu loitzi es eilu. How do you know, tibi mirabe, the short items, like grain, and to exclude the tall trees? Achash riba kosuv. The fact that the Torah was Merabe and Memarek, you have two things to learn from the Pasuk. One, either to keep it connected, either not. So then I use my own Svar, my own logic, that if one, the Torah is Merabe and Memarek, the Ribu refers to whatever is not dangerous to go and get, which is anything connected to the ground, or everything which is attached to the ground. And then excluding whatever it's a Sakana, trees, you have to climb up, there I say the Baal HaBayis should do it, not the anim. Says the Gemara, ve'eino mechuvar, meaning mechuvar here means not, even though it's written with a vase, it means with a vav. Ve'eino mechuvar means it's not clear. In tamer mechuvar, but if you want to tell me it is clear, who? Koyre shempeyo lemato. So meaning what? Shaila is this Exeris HaKasov that we really learned it for the Pasuk, meaning it's a Deraisa? If it's clear, that means the Torah is telling you, Shino, that your Peya should be below. Not on top of the tree, but below the tree. Here's a special din. The here should be below the tree, as Gemara dashed. If you want to tell me, it's not a clear Pasuk. I mean, it's only a din Derabanan. Rabanan are the ones that said, we want to try to prevent dangerous situations with that name, and then we should bring it down. So then, Koyrishim Peyo Lemalon. We use the girso of many of the Mefarshim in the Daf, that the first one is Lamaton, the second one is Lamalon, meaning that you say the Peyo should be in the top. Mi'ikar Adin, the Peyo is supposed to be on the tree. What are the ones who told you to bring it down? But the Peyo from the Midiraisa needs to be on the tree if you hold the Pasuk is Eina Mechover. Says the Gemara according to that, in Tema Koyrishim Peyo Lemalon, if Midiraisa, the Peyo should be on the tree. So then Haitzah Mishlanim. So then the expense to bring it down, the poor people should pay for it. Why? Because the owner, the Baal HaBayis, is not responsible to bring it down, Midiraisa. Rabbanon are the ones that said to do it. So therefore, the Anim should pay for it. In Tema, Koyrish, Yepayim, Lamata, if you hold Midiraisa, should be in the Banim, Haitzah, Shabbat HaBayis. So then the one has to pay for the expense, the Baal HaBayis. Says the one, no. I feel Tema, Koyrish, Yepayim, Lamata, even if you hold the Midiraisa, the Peyo is supposed to be on top, Haitricho, Baal HaBayis, Rabbanon are the ones that made the Baal HaBayis in charge and responsible, he should pay for the expenses. Why? Because of the danger. So not necessarily you have this nafkamina between if it's their raiso or their abonon. Because even if it's their abonon, and abonon are the ones that said not only the Baal HaBayis has to bring it down, he also has to be the one paying for it to make sure that anim will not endanger themselves by trying to climb in the tree. Says Mu'atani B'Shem Rabbi Meir, Kol La'ilona Sakona. In our Mishnah, we have brought only two examples of trees. Says Rameir, every tree is a danger. We do not require the anim to climb any tree. Rameir lo dorash kotzir, v'rabbanon darshei kotzir. So the Gemara says, according to Rameir, that all the trees are included, meaning he's not darshing the pasuk we said before, that anything which is similar to kotzir, which is low, is something that you give it connected to the ground. The fact that Rameir says that all the trees is something that anim need to take it after was disconnected, seemingly doesn't dash in the pasuk. Says the Gemara, no. Kol amo dorish katzir. Everybody dashes the pasuk, anything which is low, so that the Baal HaBayis gives it to the anim while it's connected to the ground. El ramei oimer kol la'ilono is sakono. V'rabonin amrei ein sakono la dolis v'adekil bilvad. They're arguing how dangerous is to climb any other tree. Ramirez says, every tree I consider to be a danger. I don't want a need to climb any tree. But Rabbanan say, no, many trees are not so dangerous. They're very short trees and easy to climb on. And only the dolis and the dekel, only the vine and the palm tree, that's the ones that we're worried about. And that's why Rabbanan say that only these trees are the ones that Baal HaBayis is in charge to cut the fruits and bring it down to the ground, and not any other tree. And that's the machlokes of Rameir Rabbanan in the level of sakana and the level of danger that you have in any other tree. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Peyo Daf Lamed Daled.